This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Summit 2026 today in Bharat Mandapam. Mr. Modi will participate in the opening ceremony of the summit. The opening ceremony will also be addressed by the President of France, Secretary General of the United Nations, as well as various top industry leaders from across the world. Last evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the global leaders in Bharat Mandapam, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, Prime Ministers of Finland, Bhutan, Mauritius, Crown Prince of UAE, President of Slovakia, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Managing Director of IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, were among the esteemed leaders who have gathered for the summit. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the global leaders. At India AI Impact Summit, Google has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of a $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. In a statement, the company informed that through their collaborative infrastructure initiative named America-India Connect, a new international subsea gateway will be established in Vizag. It added that 3 new subsea paths connecting India to Singapore, South Africa and Australia and 4 strategic fiber optic routes will also be established. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, expressed hope that India is going to have an extraordinary trajectory with AI.
And today we are excited to announce a partnership between Google DeepMind and the Indian government as part of the Global National Partnerships Program. This will broaden access to frontier AI capabilities for national priorities. Demis will share more later on. We're also partnering with Atal Tinkering Labs to bring GenAI assistance to over 10,000 Indian schools and 11 million students with a focus on robotics and coding in the classroom. Google has a full-stack commitment to India, and I've never been more excited about the future we are building together.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Ramzan Mubarak, and expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in society. He also hoped that there will be peace and prosperity everywhere. The holy month of Ramzan has begun today as the moon was sighted yesterday evening in many parts of the country. The Enforcement Directorate has said it has issued its biggest ever single attachment order, clamping down on 247 immovable assets worth more than 10,000 crore rupees as part of its money laundering investigation against Chandigarh-based PACL Pearls Group. The group is accused of orchestrating 48,000 crore rupees Ponzi scheme. The properties that have been attached provisionally under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act are located in Sasnagar, Bhom, Mohali, Rupnagar and Zirkpur in Punjab. Narcotics Control Bureau NCB has seized 4.776 kg of cocaine worth over 23 crore rupees from a Brazilian passenger at Kampegowda International Airport, Bengaluru. Acting on specific intelligence, NCB's Bengaluru zonal unit intercepted the accused in the early hours after he arrived from Sao Paulo via Doha. The agency said 4 ladies' handbags had been specifically modified with false walls and concealed compartments containing clothing fabric chemically infused with cocaine. Fugitive businessman Vijay Mallya informed the Bombay High Court yesterday that he cannot give a definite date on which he'll return to India from the United Kingdom. The statement came in response to a query by court about his return to the country while hearing his petition challenging the validity of the Fugitive Economic Offenders Act of 2018, FEOA. Reading out his statement in court, Mallya's counsel senior advocate Amit Desai said his client's Indian passport was revoked by the Indian government in 2016. The bench has asked the central government to file its reply to the statement within a week and posted the matter for hearing in the second week of next month. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India beat the Netherlands by 17 runs in the final Group A fixture at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Electing to bat first, India posted 193 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, the Netherlands managed 176 for 7 in 20 overs. Shivam Dubey was named player of the match for his impressive all-round performance. India will next face South Africa in their opening Super 8s match in Ahmedabad on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.